So, I also want to ask you about your choice of neoadjuvant therapy. I was mentioning we had just done this survey of 50 general medical oncologists, and we were comparing it to practice patterns in a survey you participated in that had 30 clinical investigators. And one thing I noticed was there was more anthracyclines used by investigators. So, can you talk about at what point you start bringing anthracycline into neoadjuvant therapy? And also, what about the app-back approach? Is that still valid?
Yeah, so I mean, those are two important questions, and I think there's going to be some shift, or I think there should probably be some shift based on the evolving data. On the anthracycline question, there clearly are two very reasonable, either neoadjuvant or adjuvant regimens that can be used in HER2-positive breast cancer these days. One is the anthracycline regimen, which is for most of us AC and either paclitaxel and trastuzumab and pertuzumab, or docetaxel and trastuzumab and pertuzumab. And that's been tested in multiple adjuvant studies and also been looked at in neoadjuvant trials as well. And then the other is the non-anthracycline regimen, which is docetaxel, carboplatin, and trastuzumab and pertuzumab. Again, been tested in a large adjuvant trial, been looked at in multiple neoadjuvant trials. And you know, it's pretty clear that both types of regimens result in very good outcomes in either the adjuvant setting or the neoadjuvant setting. In the neoadjuvant setting, we have studies showing past CR rates of 60%+ with both types of regimens. So I think a case could be made that either approach is very reasonable for the moderate to high-risk patient.
Just out of curiosity, are there direct comparative data to show the exact value of adding an anthracycline? Or is this pretty much indirect comparison?
Well, so I mean, we have a randomized trial from BCIRG006, which was comparing AC followed by docetaxel and trastuzumab versus the TCH regimen. There's no pertuzumab in that trial. It was an older trial. And in that trial, which was, I want to make very clear, was not designed to compare those two chemotherapy regimens. Both of them showed good benefit compared to the non-trastuzumab regimen. But if you look at the absolute outcomes in those two, the non-anthracycline and the anthracycline arm, you know, in absolute terms, there was a little bit numerically better outcome with the anthracycline. We have a number of other anthracycline-based trials. And so our group does tend to use anthracycline still in the higher-risk patients. Obviously, anybody who has increased risk for cardiac toxicity, we use non-anthracycline regimens.
So you're bringing back flashback memories of Dr. Dennis Slamon presented. This is like, what, 2005, that trial, I think.
Yes. Right around there.
But it wasn't like a very big difference, and I don't even think it was statistically significant.
No, and again, as I said, it was not even designed to test that question.
Right.
But that's really the only true randomized data with long-term outcome that I know about comparing anthracyclines versus non-anthracyclines. You know, we have neoadjuvant trials that have compared, so like Trifina, which looked at anthracycline taxane versus TCH. Both of those had pertuzumab, and again, both of them had very high past CR rates, pretty similar in the mid-60s.